Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were talking about the fact that many times a great hymn will bring comfort to a Christian. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
When have you been in a serious time in your life? Maybe it's an illness. Maybe it's a sick child. Maybe it's a threat. Maybe it was some other kind of a thing. And the Lord brought some of those old hymns of the faith, and they comforted you. A mighty God is a fortress. He's a fortress. And boy, those words came to your mind of our fortress. You were so down and you got saved, and sometimes things come back to remind you of the past and you say, oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Just like Paul there said in Romans chapter 7, verse 24, oh, wretched man that I am. And you've been there, but oh, he saved me. Maybe it's a how great thou art. But I found often that people in hospitals and sickness have found that those hymns brought peace because they're based on the Word of God. And it wasn't a beat. It was a melody of the hymn that drove it home to their heart. So, we see that that happens. Now, I want you to listen to the breakdown of verse 14 here of Ezekiel 28, verses 13 through 17. We just read verse 13. Now, here's verse 14. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. God says to Satan, you are the anointed cherub, and I've set thee so. Satan alone covered the heavenly seat of God the Father, a seat that he gave unto him that was the highest position of all angels in heaven, the greater authority over them. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. No other angel had that blessing. No other angel, not even Michael the archangel or Gabriel. The stones of fire makes me think of our God. The Bible says that he is a consuming fire. Yet he, by God's grace, was allowed to have the highest position. And yet, because God is a spirit, he made his angels ministering spirits, and they too had a free will. So verse 15 now of Ezekiel 28 says, thou wast perfect. You were complete. No imperfection. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created. Yes, God created Satan. All the angels he created. You know why we have a plan of salvation that men can be saved and angels aren't? Men procreate. Okay, God designed man to procreate. Adam and Eve were put in the garden, and they would procreate, even though Eve was taken as a bone, out of a bone of his side, out of one of his ribs. But from that point, they would procreate. Every angel was created, not procreated. God, when we were conceived, gave a spirit. That spirit returns unto God when this spirit of ours departs from this body. You see, the reason we can be saved is that we were procreated and we need a Savior. But every spirit, every angel was created by God, and therefore they know God personally. They've seen Him. They have greater light. They have greater light. They know better than to go another direction. And they should have known that, the ones that followed Satan. But it says, thou wast perfect, verse 15, in all thy ways, from the day that thou wast created until iniquity was found in thee. Now, was found. In other words, God didn't create Satan to be a sinner. Now, there are those that teach that, and that is a false, out of hell doctrine. He did not create Satan to sin. He does not have a thing where that people are predestined, nor Satan predestined to sin. That was a choice of a free will. You are created in the image of God, and God is a spirit, and a spirit has a free will, and that's what we have is a free will. God didn't create any of you to go to hell. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. But because we inherit a sin nature from our parents, we need a Savior or we will go to hell. But that's not God's desire. So, iniquity was found in him. But God didn't put it there. By his free will, that became him. So Satan was not created to sin. But with that free will, a spirit. As God is a spirit, he was a spirit. But he was not equal to God. He wanted to be exalted and exalted above God. Now, he already was exalted above all the angels. But he wanted more. This is iniquity. And all that happens to man so much. He has a car. Then he sees the car the neighbors have. He sees the kind of home somebody else has. He wants more. He wants it. Not for a spiritual need, but his pride. So, because that was iniquity was found in him, that would spell his eternal death. That is separation from God forever. Not ceasing to exist, but it was ceasing to have that position any longer when he is sent to hell. So that would spell his eternal death. Now, personally, I believe that in hell, Satan is confined to a body that he cannot escape, and he cannot break the chains of that body. And he'll feel whatever a human body would feel, and maybe even worse. He'll feel the torture and the torment that are part of hell. I believe that he'll feel it more than any human will in hell. I believe that because he is the one who is basically led rebellion against God. So then we look at verse 16 here, Ezekiel 28. He says, by the multitude, it's still speaking of Satan, of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Satan did not change his violence that he started in heaven. You see, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 3, 4, maybe even 9, but verse 3, he says, and there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. Now we know that red dragon is the devil. Verse 4 then says in Revelation 12, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman that was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now that's talking about Satan wanted to stop the birth of Christ. That's why Herod had decreed to kill all the babies. And it didn't happen, did it? It didn't happen. But he had put out that decree. And he wanted that. But you saw there the third part of the stars is referring to angels. Those angels who fell with Satan. One third of the angels evidently fell with Satan. As seen in Jude, we realize that Satan still had the highest power or authority of all the angels, even though he was a fallen angel. When Michael the archangel, a good angel, is contending with him, he says, the Lord rebuke thee, in the book of Jude, in the life of Christ. When Satan tempted Jesus, he took him into a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the earth. And he says, unto thee I'll give them, for it is mine to give. Now that was actually right. It was his to give. How did he get that? Well, remember, Adam and Eve were put in charge of all of that. But when he was able to get Adam and Eve to fall, then he had gained that position. But his position, like Adam and Eve, was not over God. But it is over the other angel. And so, he had that power. And so there's that violence and that contention that goes on even between Satan and his cohorts and the good angels. And the dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Again, that's verse 9 there of Revelation chapter 12. Prior, we see the appearing before God in Job. In other words, even after his fall, the angels, the sons of God, calls them, they're all called sons of God in that they were created by him, these spirits. And so we see that even in the book of Jones, he appears up there, and the Lord asks him, where have you been? He said, going to and fro throughout the earth.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.